Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. The Lord really loves to delight in our weaknesses. Recently, I was entering into prayer, and I was sharing with the Lord a little bit of frustration I was having about my own personal weaknesses. In particular, my need and desire to have time by myself, to live more of a slow life, and also the need I have for sleep. And so these are two things that, in general, I really can't control. It's not like a sin I keep committing. It's just a reality of who I am. The Lord made me to need sleep. I wish I didn't need as much sleep as I did, but there it is. I need sleep. And also, I need time by myself. I don't function well if I'm going from event to event. Usually, if in an evening I have one thing to go to, I think I'm busy. And so I'm not made to be running from this thing to that thing. I like to live at a little bit of a slower pace. It just works better for me. It's what I desire. But I was experiencing a little bit of frustration about this, thinking, Lord, it would be so much more convenient if I wanted to be around people more, or if I wanted to do more things and have more events or go to more gatherings. That just seems like that would be better. And Lord, if I didn't need as much sleep, I could have so much more time to do other things, to read and to write and to study and to do work and all of these things. Lord, these are very real limitations that I have, and I'm kind of frustrated that I have them. And the Lord didn't change those limitations, right? He wasn't like, oh, yeah, you know, how about you operate on 5 hours of sleep or 4 hours of sleep or whatever. Or he didn't magically make me an extrovert and desire to be around people all the time. Instead, the Lord just listened to me share my concerns, my frustrations, my limitations. And he reminded me that those limitations are the very places where he wants to meet me. That if I didn't have real, tangible limitations, I would think I could do it all on my own. That I wouldn't need to stop and ask him for the grace to persevere or the grace to make it through a day, because I would just power through on my own energy. The verse for the Alleluia today says, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And Jesus, when he's speaking to the crowd in today's gospel, kind of critiques them for the reasons that they're following him. He says, amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. And so he knows my needs. He knows my limitations. He knows that sometimes I turn to him because I just need the strength to get through the day, and not so much because I'm entering into this profoundly deep relationship with him. You know, sometimes we turn to him in prayer because we want a beautiful consolation or some gift to be given to us so generously. He knows that, right? He knows sometimes our motives are mixed and that they're not always pure or seeking after the Lord fully and intentionally. He knows that. And yet, he loves us. And he loves me in particular in those places where I'm so limited, because it's in that limitation that I recognize I need Jesus Christ. That Trish Irvine is unable to do what she ought on her own. That I need God to be my strength and my joy, to be my courage, to be my energy, to be my perseverance, to provide for every area where I lack. And he doesn't necessarily want to take that limitation or lack away. He just wants to meet me there. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the ways that you are meeting me today. Thank you for the limitations in my life that allow me to turn to you. And grant me the grace to always turn to you and to always trust in your infinite power and wisdom and your goodness. Lord, help me not to seek simply after the food that will perish, but to turn to you so that I might feast in the eternal banquet forever. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.